I am so fascinated by this entire genre, this entire field. Now, you describe yourself as a futurist with a heavy emphasis on technology. Explain to us a little bit more about your approach.
Absolutely. I think that for me, I'm so interested, and just don't worry, there's a helicopter going out overhead of me now. For me, I'm really interested in cycles, you know, the cycle of birth and growth and full bloom and harvest and decay and death and rebirth. They occur in the sun, the moon, the seasons, the plants, the animals. So for me, naturally, it just, you know, it's the most obvious thing to look at how this happens in businesses and also in ourselves as humans, because, you know, rhythm is really the keynote of nature. Life is expressed as patterns of energy. So I'm really fascinated about how we can observe these patterns before we even have a hope in a way of changing them or creating with them. And, you know, lack of rhythm can be disastrous in business and in our personal life, you know. We cannot break the patterns of nature, only ourselves and our businesses and our brands against them.
Wow, this is something that I honestly had never thought of before, but now hearing you say it, it makes so, so, so much sense. Why do you think it's important for corporates to be in touch with nature's rhythms, with these rhythms that you're talking about?
Well, because we are nature. what we breathe out affects the world around us. We exist in a greater ecosystem. And because we're part of nature, we can't escape the changing influence of the seasons. And I think in this really high-tech, digitally obsessed world, it really pays to notice what nature is doing, because when we can kind of see the patterns of nature, we recognize both the changing and the changeless. And I think why these rhythms of the natural world are so important to corporates in this day and age, because the seasons are actually our greatest guide to navigate the accelerating pace of change. It's not all the latest science and technology developments, but what nature is doing is it's teaching us how to be with what is, to sense the opportunities in the present moment, know when to act, and really helps us how to ride the cyclical wave of change.
Wow. When you work with businesses, when you work with corporations and corporate individuals, do they find this something that very naturally comes as part of their way of thinking, as when you introduce them to these thoughts and to these processes? Do you find it comes naturally and it kind of interweaves quite well, or is it something that has to be worked on a little bit?
Oh, that's a great point. So I've been working in this field for 15 years to begin with. Of course, there was a lot of resistance. But now I think everybody kind of knows how much uncertainty we're in. Like, who predicted Trump? Who predicted Brexit? And almost all those, I always kind of say, I can tell how well someone will navigate the future by their tolerance threshold to the unknown. Something new has to come from something new. So while I think this is actually quite ancient, this kind of teaching,
yeah,
but to the corporates, it actually is kind of quite new. But I feel they're just so open to it actually at the moment, because almost in a way, all the old macro narratives and systems are in crisis. People are kind of, in a way, looking for a path through that almost, I always kind of say, you know, the future's not fought into being, it's sensed. So I'm noticing more people are wanting to, you know, engage body wisdom and nature wisdom. And I'm not saying not throw out corporate wisdom entirely, but it's not this either or. Mm. It's the both and. So I'm really interested in how these ancient wisdom frameworks merge with all the latest developments in nano and tech and science together.
Wow, I think you've absolutely hit the nail on the head there. This is something that humanity has been doing and been in touch with forever. It's ancient wisdom. It's wisdom that is so ingrained in our society, but it's something that we need to relearn. It's something that we need to reintegrate into our lives.
Absolutely.
Now, you're hosting an event this coming Wednesday. It's called The Nature of Business and the Business of Nature. Tell me a little bit more about this event.
Yeah, so a lot of actually what you were saying is so accurate. We know this. It's a process of re-remembering. So it's for us to bring into the corporate world the re-remembering of, you know, living with seasonal wisdom. So spring being the new birth, summer the time of the strength and the ripeness, the glorious decline of autumn. And where we are at the moment in spring is coming out of the death and the hibernation of winter. So we put these events on together seasonally. So people can almost discuss this in a really, I really believe in conversational wisdom, you know, knowledge of one person, wisdom of another to a new higher collective form. platform. So we just almost hold the space to have these conversations about what matters.
Wow, this is beautiful. This is so wonderful. And I think that this is people, something that people from across every industry, every facet of life can come together, can enjoy, can take something away from, can take that wisdom and apply it to their own businesses, their own lives. Is this something that you explored as well? Because I know you've written a book called Grace and the Wind. Is this something that you've explored as well in your book?
Absolutely. And if people would like to be invited to the event, they can just have a look at the website. I'll just spell it out, actually. OBSERVATORYBYHOB.com. That's observatorybyhob.com. But yes, in my book, I actually looked at seasonal, tidal, lunar and circadian rhythms. And for me, I feel that the rhythms outside, they're almost mirrored also in our interior life. So I looked at them far more metaphorically than, say, biologically. So seasonal rhythms, you know, the weather, the ecology and the light, they really invite for us, you know, the acceptance and the greater presence of what actually is. When we look at the circadian rhythm, and actually that's one of the most important rhythms for businesses, what happens on a 24-hour cycle, it's actually asking us to bring a deeper level of congruency and alignment into our work and way of being. You know, when we look at the waxing and the waning of the moon, it's all about reflection and appropriate phasing and pacing. Look, in our day and age, we think we can go to zero to hero. It doesn't kind of work like that. Nature is the wonderful teacher. And I think also what the tides are also teaching us, these rising and falling of large bodies of water, is, you know, about the effortlessness and the state of flow and the way that we create.
Beautiful. I could sit and listen to you talk for hours, but unfortunately we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, for giving us a bit of an insight into this and for bringing these two worlds together that I think people tend to separate, the worlds of nature and business and business and nature. And
they're one and the same.
They are one and the same. I'm a total convert this morning. I'm on board. Christenna, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.